All right, are we live? Yes, we are. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. We're glad to have you all with us today. One of our favorites, Rod Deere from Talon, is going to be sharing this morning. And I don't. Rod is the CEO up there, by the way. And let me tell you, maybe you guys wouldn't think so, but it's a fascinating company. I love what they do, and have followed some of the transition over the years. And it's a fascinating, well run, biblical worldview, edge partner company. So there you go. Take it away, Rod.
Hey, Kevin, thanks. And thanks for the plug. I appreciate it. Well, I enjoy being a part of this and I appreciate the opportunity this morning. I want to talk about the importance of, for me, the importance of building trust today is my theme, earning trust and trusting in God and what that all means to us in our everyday life. And I kind of have this on my desk at home, and I see it every day when I get out of the shower, and it's Hebrews 13 verse 8, and Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And to me, it's one of the simplest and easiest Bible passages to understand, yet there are so many lessons that apply in everyday life, and it's really my North Star and serves me best not only at work, but I've learned over time the relevance and why it applies to me and my family life and in relationships with friends. And we try our best at times to keep our word and fulfill our promises and to be trustworthy. But at the same point, all of us inevitably drop the ball, whether it's missing a deadline at work or breaking a promise to a friend or a family member or a spouse. We'll all inevitably break trust in our relationships at some point in time. And our brains are wired to trust others. So the more experiences we have with positive trust, the more we are willing to trust others. But the opposite's also true. When someone breaks our trust, it stimulates the part of the brain that produces fear and making it even more difficult to trust in the future with those individuals. And the odds are you've had someone that's lied to you, betrayed you, or broken your trust. Because we're human and we're not always perfect, it's also likely that you're the perpetrator of the lies or the betrayal or even those broken promises. So experiencing trust is incredibly painful, whether you're the giver or the receiver of the pain, and not only in the short term, but those can be long-term damaging relationships. So one way to prevent or amend or even repair those broken trusts is to focus on the relationship itself. And in my experiences, there's always a moment when I was not consistent, I wasn't honest with myself, and I was often not honest with the individual in that relationship. So when it's time to deal with trust relationships at work or in the family, there are no better guideposts than relying on God's word. When relationships are strong, trust is at the highest. But when relationships are not so strong, this is where God is true to his promises. Regarding the scriptures and applying God's word to our lives will help us to trust him and more each day, for God is true to those promises all the time. And he makes numerous promises to us in the scriptures. For example, we hear them all the time, but they're always good to kind of re-announce and to review. God promises that if we confess our sins, we will forgive us and cleanse us. If we come to him in our weariness, he will give us rest. If we follow him, we will never walk in darkness. If we remain in him, he will bear much fruit. If we lack wisdom, he gives it to us generously. God promises that if we believe and confess that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. And these are just a few examples he's made to us throughout the scriptures to help us build trust in God. I was listening to an Andy Stanley podcast recently, and he's one of my favorites. And there's a quote that kind of has stuck to me, and I think it's relevant in this discussion today. He says, you don't have to understand everything to believe in something. The more you seek him, the more you know him, and the more you know him, the more we trust him. So trusting God happens when we get to know his character, a lesson we can all learn at work and in our daily lives. We can put our trust in God because he never changes. Unlike you and me and others in our lives, we can change our minds at any time, but God will never change his mind. about his love for us and for his plans for us. He's consistent, and his love is constant. We put our trust in God because he never leaves us nor forsakes us. Nothing we could do would ever make God turn away from his people. His presence is with us always, and no matter what happens to us, he will be with us through it all. And finally, because he is always working for our good, even when experiencing pain in this life, God has created beauty from ashes. He specializes in restoration and redemption, and he can give purpose to our pain. So to trust God in the light is nothing, but to trust God in the dark, that is faith. No matter how many times people you have let down, God never will. He will never leave us, and he is worthy of our trust. He created you and me, and he understands our weaknesses better than we do and our desires to love him. Even when we feel as though we failed him, he's quick to receive us and prove his love. God has a plan for each of us, and it's up to us to trust him in that journey. After Jesus' crucifixion, he, even the disciples, didn't have faith or trust that he would be resurrected as the Savior. There were several instances where his disciples needed proof, even when he was told them prior to dying on the cross. You recall the story of Thomas, who didn't trust Mary's message that Jesus had resurrected. He needed to touch the nail holes in Jesus' hands to believe that story. And there was the story of Simon Peter. Instead of living by faith and doing what God had called them to do after he died on the cross, Simon Peter and others in this really popular story in the Bible went out fishing. And after a night of catching nothing, Jesus appeared to them at the Sea of Galilee. In John 21, verse 3, I want to read that to you because Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." And they said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got in the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Just as the day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast the net, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. For Simon Peter, it took a night of catching nothing and having Jesus appear and miraculously fill their nets to fish to continue to build trust in him. And this was the third time Jesus revealed himself to the disciples after his resurrection. God wants us to focus on him and not our shortcomings. Before the crucifixion, Jesus told his disciples he would return to them, and he fulfilled his promise. God has kept every promise he's ever made, and this is why we can trust in him with every aspect of our lives. Jesus encouraged the disciple Simon Peter not to give up, and he reassured him of his eternal love. We can trust in our faithful God, the one that is trustworthy and will never let us down. So for me, my North Star is that simple message in Hebrews 13, verse 7 and 8. Remember your leaders, those that speak to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Now go out and be the edge.
Rod, thank you.